This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Friday morning to you. It's July 24th. It's going to be a hot one, not just today, but for the next week or so. We've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Brand new testimony is shining light on an attempted mass shooting at Pauls Valley High School. An officer-involved shooting leaves one person dead in Ada. A local man is in trouble for calling 911 on the cop investigating him for arson. We'll have the details on that strange case. A Kay County man is facing charges after his wife went missing. What police are saying about that case. A 15-year-old boy drowns in Lake Eufaula. We'll have the tragic details. Oklahomans shell out thousands of dollars to settle lawsuits involving former education superintendent Ryan Walters. Oklahoma City scored a knockout outside the Octagon as UFC Fight Night set a brand new record at Paycom Center. We'll break down those figures for you. Triple-digit temperatures continue pounding the area, and firefighters are responding to lots of heat-related emergencies. The Oklahoma City Fire Department will be here for your First Responder Friday. Plus, we'll have your calls and comments at 405-608-4377. That number again, 405-608-4377. And don't forget, your dad joke of the day. We got a whole bunch we want to cover this morning, but first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. New testimony is revealing disturbing details about the April shooting at Pauls Valley High School. An 18-year-old student testified that he was waiting in the school lobby when Victor Hawkins walked in wearing a hood and sunglasses, pulled out a gun, and then fired. The student says Principal Kirk Moore immediately rushed out of his office and tackled the gunman, allowing students to escape. Moore was shot in the leg, but he did survive. An OSBI investigator testified. Hawkins later admitted that he went to the school planning to kill students, faculty, and then himself after becoming obsessed with mass shooting videos. Hawkins now faces multiple felony charges and could receive life in prison if convicted. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into an officer-involved shooting that left a man dead in Ada. Investigators say Chickasaw Light Horse Police responded to a disturbance call on Thursday evening when they encountered 50-year-old Jeremy Clark. According to the OSBI, Clark allegedly displayed a firearm, leading officers to open fire. Clark was given medical treatment at the scene but later died from his injuries. The OSBI says the investigation is ongoing and its findings will be turned over to the county district attorney for review. A Midwest City man is accused of setting his ex-girlfriend's car on fire, and now he's facing another charge after allegedly making a false 911 call about the detective investigating him. Police say Daniel Rogerson is accused of torching the vehicle outside the Super 8 Motel, and flock camera footage allegedly placed his car leaving the scene. Investigators say when a detective later returned to Rogerson's neighborhood, Rogerson called 911 claiming a suspicious man was outside with a gun. Oklahoma City police quickly determined the caller was describing a detective. Rogerson has been charged with arson and making a false 911 report as that investigation continues. The husband of a Kay County woman who was reported missing has been arrested as the investigation continues there. The Kay County Sheriff's Office says Jason Lee Rogers was taken into custody after investigators developed probable cause. He faces charges of domestic abuse in the presence of children and attempting or conspiring to commit serious bodily harm or death. Amanda Rogers was found alive on Thursday morning after an exhaustive search in a heavily wooded area near Kaw City. Authorities have not released information about her condition, and the investigation remains ongoing. Edmond police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing 79-year-old woman. Ferry Frankie Colligan left her home around noon on Thursday to go to the grocery store, but never came back. Police say she has several medical conditions, including memory problems, making the situation especially urgent. She may be wearing a blue dress, and she's believed to be driving a Kia Soul with license plate from Arizona, YCA382. Anyone who sees Colligan or her vehicle is asked to call 911 immediately. A 15-year-old Oklahoma City boy has died after drowning in Lake Eufaula. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the teen was swimming in a designated beach area yesterday afternoon before running to a nearby private dock and jumping into the lake. Troopers say he began struggling in the water, went underwater, and never resurfaced. Emergency crews recovered the teen, but he could not be saved. Investigators say he was not wearing a life jacket. The tragedy serves as yet another reminder for boaters and swimmers to use personal flotation devices whenever possible. Oklahoma City is investing another $5 million to help address its affordable housing shortage. The Oklahoma City Economic Development Trust approved low-interest loans for two projects funded through the 2025-year voter-approved bond package. $3 million will help to build the Shane, which is a 412-unit apartment complex in northwest Oklahoma City, while another $2 million will help to renovate the aging Villas at Stone Lake apartment complex. City leaders say both developments will provide housing for families earning between 50 and 60% of the area's median income as Oklahoma City works to close a major affordable housing gap. Oklahoma taxpayers will pay $132,000 to settle lawsuits filed by two former State Department of Education employees who claim they were wrongfully fired under former Superintendent Ryan Walters. Cheryl McGee will receive $100,000 settlement, while Matt Cowell receives a $32,000 settlement. Both allege they were terminated back in 2023 after sharing agency information outside the department and claimed their First Amendment rights were violated. The state is paying the settlements under Oklahoma law, although Walters and his former senior advisor deny any wrongdoing and say the agreements were reached only to avoid further legal costs. An Oklahoma lawmaker is under investigation this morning after allegations of improper conduct involving House employees. Republican State Representative Danny Williams of Seminole has been suspended from committee leadership positions and removed from his Capitol office while the investigation continues. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert says an outside law firm has completed a fact-finding review and that additional concerns involving possible misuse of state resources will also be examined. Williams has not commented on the allegations. The House Rules Committee will now review the case, and reports indicate expulsion proceedings could be considered. Former Oklahoma County Commissioner Miles Davidson is asking the Oklahoma Supreme Court to overturn a three-year protective order issued against him after a woman accused him of sexual harassment and stalking. Davidson maintains the relationship was consensual and argues the judge made legal errors in granting the order. The woman testified the advances were unwanted, and her attorneys say that the evidence fully supported the judge's decision. Davidson, who resigned from office back in March, also faces a civil lawsuit alleging sexual misconduct, assault, and battery. A new federal lawsuit claims the Muscogee Nation is ignoring its own Supreme Court's ruling on Creek Freeman citizenship. Jeffrey Kennedy and Rhonda Grayson, both descendants of Creek Freeman, say tribal leaders continue refusing them citizenship cards despite last year's unanimous court decision recognizing their rights under the Treaty of 1966. Their attorney estimates that as many as 100,000 Creek Freeman descendants could be affected nationwide. Principal Chief David Hill says the tribe has not been served with a lawsuit, but will respond in court, adding the nation is reviewing its laws right now. Newly released text messages are raising questions about the approval of CompSource Mutual's controversial restructuring plan. The messages show Oklahoma's Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready previously and privately discussed the legislation with state lawmakers in early 2024 that would allow CompSource to change its corporate structure months before policyholders were even informed. The restructuring is now subject of a lawsuit from policyholders who argue that the plan could reduce their ownership stake in the company's nearly $1 billion surplus. A judge has allowed the lawsuit to move forward while a temporary order continues blocking the conversion. Oklahoma City scored a knockout outside the Octagon as UFC's Fight Night set a new record at Paycom Center. City leaders say the sold-out event generated more than $3.1 million in ticket sales, making it the highest-grossing non-NBA event in the arena's history. More than half the tickets were purchased by fans from outside Oklahoma City, giving a major boost to downtown hotels, restaurants, and businesses. UFC President Dana White praised the city and promised, "We'll be back," as officials now calculate the event's overall economic impact. Oklahoma City has selected a company to build its new MAPS 4 Mental Health Crisis Center on the city's east side. The city council approved a $12.3 million contract with L5 Construction, the lowest of nine bids submitted. The facility near Northeast 13th Street will provide mental health evaluations, detox services, counseling, and overnight care. thanks to an additional $2.6 million donation from the Arnell Family Foundation. The center will include 32 planned beds. The project is part of the voter-approved MAPS4 program and will be operated by the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Well, Oklahoma could soon face higher costs for its SNAP or food stamp program under a new federal law. Beginning in 2027, states with high payment error rates will have to cover between 5 and 15% of SNAP benefit costs unless they improve their accuracy. Those errors typically involve recipients getting too much or too little in benefits because of administrative mistakes. If Oklahoma does not meet its federal standard, state lawmakers could be forced to spend millions more to keep the program running or even consider reducing benefits. Nationwide, officials estimate about 300,000 people could eventually lose some of their food assistance. Well, these temperatures have kept Oklahoma City firefighters very busy over the past week, working in some extremely hot conditions. Captain John Chenoweth with the Oklahoma City Fire Department is joining us live in studio today. It's 77 degrees, mostly cloudy outside. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Checking things out on this Friday morning, construction issues Danforth and Kelly in Edmond, May, and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 at Klassen, I-44 in Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
John Vance Auto Group.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you have the guy who's supposed to give closing prayer? You get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Well, good Friday morning, TGIF. Welcome back. Good to have you around. It's going to be a hot couple of days. Nothing new in our forecast, right? Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, maybe even a few showers rolling in. Looks like we've got some pretty heavy clouds coming in certain areas right now, and some showers might be hitting us early on this morning with a high of 94 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, humid, low of 77. On Saturday, look for partly sunny skies. It's going to be warm with a high of 97. Then on Sunday, that's when we start the week-long triple-digit marathon. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny, a little bit less humid, high of 104 degrees for Sunday. It's 77 degrees and mostly cloudy at 721. Well, it has been a hot week, and looks like it's going to be pretty much the same with triple-digit temperatures nearly every single day next week. That's keeping Oklahoma City firefighters extremely busy helping those suffering with heat-related emergencies. Major John Chenoweth with the Oklahoma City Fire Department is joining us live in studio today. So it's bad enough going out fighting fires in normal conditions, but walking into a burning building covered with turnout gear and a 15-pound Scott pack on the back and trying to keep yourself reasonably cool has got to be virtually impossible.
Absolutely. Like, we go in these houses. These houses could be upwards of 500, 600, 1,000 degrees, and then we go outside, and it's 100 degrees, you know, and it's just not much reprieve out there for us. But we do take care of ourselves. Our shift commanders, we make sure we have our water. We make sure we have electrolytes. We have an athletic trainer. Hydration really starts the day before.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's not the time to start drinking water. So it usually starts the day before. We'll get our Gatorades in, our Powerades, our IV waters, whatever we need to stay hydrated.
And you guys have started adjusting your shifts a little bit too, so that you're kind of working these types of emergencies in shifts.
Yeah, we will bring extra crews to a scene. Usually, if it's the fall, we might just have one engine responding to a scene. But now we have two engines responding to a scene, an engine and a brush mower, just extra manpower or extra firefighters, men and women, just to make sure that we're not overworked, to make sure that we can get a little bit of rest and relaxation, a little bit of reprieve from these hot temperatures.
And, John, you guys have seen a ton of heat-related incidents that you've responded to, especially in the past week.
Absolutely. This month alone, we've responded to over 55 true heat-related emergencies. I talked to our EMS chief just yesterday, and what we're doing now is we're using cooling bags. Basically, what it is, it's your own little swimming pool. What we do is, if it is a true heat-related emergency, we will bring the person, we'll put them in this bag, we'll hold their head, and we'll bring them to a fire hydrant. You know, fire hydrants are all across the city. We'll bring them to a fire hydrant, and we'll fill that bag up with water. And, like, the fire hydrant temperature is 68 degrees. What we're doing is just trying to cool them as quickly as possible. And we found out if we handle that as quickly as possible, the outcomes are better.
That's really a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just started it. I know of three that we did last week. And it truly helped. It truly helped, brought the core temperature down. Their temperatures were around 104 and above, and it really brought their temperatures down in it, and they were all positive outcomes.
For a lot of us that work outside pretty regularly, we don't really sometimes realize that we're overheating until it's too late.
Absolutely. It's just, I mean, we know people have to work outside, you know. We know that they're not lucky enough to work in AC or anything like that. We just ask that, you know, you wear loose-fitting clothing. Make sure you wear a hat. Make sure you put sunscreen on. Usually when you get sunburned, that's what dehydrates you even faster.
Sure.
Work with a partner. Check on that partner. If that partner's, you know, being lethargic, is not responsive anymore, give us a call. Call 911. We'll come out there. If it's not an emergency, we'd rather respond to no emergency than being it too late where something critical can happen.
And I think that's part of the problem, too. People are reluctant to call 911 because, in my mind, it's not that bad. I don't want to bother these guys. I'll just kind of fan myself off a little bit, and I'll be just fine.
I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, there's 38 fire stations across the city. We're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we're there for the community. So if you see something, just call 911, and we'll respond.
Kind of talk to me a little bit about some of the symptoms I should be looking for.
Absolutely. If you start sweating, you start becoming disoriented, altered mental status, your skin becomes really red. You start throwing up. I mean, those are signs that you're starting to have a heat-related emergency, and you need medical attention.
And I've been there. I've had cases where you suddenly find yourself a little bit confused.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really real bad initially, but you're just kind of like, man, something ain't right here. And you find yourself maybe breathing a little bit heavier, and the sun's really beating down, and you find you're really kind of sweating, and you start thinking, hey, there might be something to this.
Absolutely. And if we can catch it early, I mean, if we can catch that early, then the symptoms, I mean, like you don't really have much symptoms. We can take care of you. And we just want you to work with a buddy. Like, don't work alone out in the heat. Because there's no one to watch you. Like you may, like I said, you were saying, you may think, oh, it's okay, I'll be fine, just get a little bit of water, and the next thing you might be passed out and no one can help you.
Major John Chenoweth with the Oklahoma City Fire Department is joining us, talking about a number of different emergencies you guys have responded to. And the expectation is, with next week being in triple digit temperatures all week long, you're going to be hitting more of those. But first, it's the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets really warm outside, our first inclination is, man, a cold beer sounds pretty good. Probably not a good idea to overindulge in alcoholic beverages right now.
Yeah, it's not that, beer, coffee, energy drinks, they may taste good, but they don't help you with your body. They don't help hydrate you. Actually, they dehydrate you more than anything else. And especially we know that people, it's summertime. People want to get in swimming pools.
Mm-hmm.
People want to get in the lakes and everything like that. And that alcohol it does not help you. It will dehydrate you more. And you can have an emergency. We understand that, you know, you want to be in the lake. You want to be in the pool. I will be in the pool this weekend.
Yeah.
So, but just don't use any alcohol. Don't drink alcohol. Limit your caffeine intake. Just drink water. Drink the IV fluids, your Gatorades, your Powerades. Just stay hydrated. And like I said, it always starts the day before. It's not right then and there is when you need to start drinking.
And sometimes for those of us who have over-imbibed once or twice, we know that having more than just a couple of beers gives us the ability to make some pretty poor decisions. And sometimes we don't really realize when we're having a heat-related emergency because we've had one or two too many.
Absolutely. It's just drinking alcohol, everything like that. It's just, you're not as aware as you should be. So we just, if you're outside, if you're by the pool, if you're working, just have a buddy, have a person to watch you. You watch them, they watch you. Limit your alcohol intake, and then hopefully we can get over these hot temperatures.
In the few seconds we have left, let me just hit you on one more thing. A lot of kids are going to be out doing the kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, every single child has ADD. They very seldom pay attention when they're excited, and they don't really realize they're getting overheated.
Mm-hmm.
As moms and dads, what do we do?
As mom and dad, just watch them. Kids cannot regulate their temperature as well as adults. We have responded to, I checked, over 35 lockouts. A lockout is a child locked in a car, a pet locked in a car. As a parent, your responsibility is that child. You need to check on that child. We understand that you might go into the store and be like, I'm only going to be gone 5 to 10 minutes. Well, that 5 to 10 minutes turns into 15 to 20 minutes.
Yep.
So do not be locked in a car.
All right, John, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was a pleasure having you on. And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Iran will pay a very heavy price for its military actions against the U.S. The U.S. Military Central Command says it completed the 13th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. Here's reporter Mark Mayfield.
In an interview with Axios, President Trump says he's close to deciding on a massive attack against Iran, bigger than the ones conducted during Operation Epic Fury.
Trump says a nuclear deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia subject to Saudi Arabia joining the Abraham Accords. The rescheduled White House Correspondents' Dinner is tonight in the nation's capital. The Ebola death count in the Democratic Republic of Congo has topped more than 1,000. Over 11,000 cases of cyclosporiasis are reported across the U.S. from America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. People love to say, well, motorcycles are dangerous. Sure, so are ladders and bathtubs, but that doesn't mean someone else gets a free pass to hurt you. Here's what really happens in motorcycle crashes. Most of them are caused by drivers who didn't look, didn't yield, or didn't care. If you're on a bike and a car pulls out in front of you, that's not a motorcycle accident. That's a failure to yield. And here's the part insurance companies won't tell you. They love motorcycle cases because they think juries will blame the rider. So they delay, they lowball, and they hope you will go away. If you're injured on a motorcycle, you need to do two things immediately. Number one, get medical care, even if you feel okay. And number two, talk to a lawyer who knows how to reframe the case from risky rider to careless driver. Because accountability doesn't disappear just because you were on two wheels. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Entire Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An Oklahoma City man has been indicted on allegations he distributed a synthetic opioid that led to one person's death. Federal prosecutors say 37-year-old Colin Kirby distributed a substance known as cyclorphine in December of 2025. A recipient later died after using it. Kirby now faces a charge of distributing a controlled substance resulting in death and could face a lengthy federal prison sentence if convicted. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is accepting proposals to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure across the state. The projects would be funded through the Federal National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, with ODOT saying proposals will be accepted through August 25th. Officials are hoping the effort will continue growing Oklahoma's EV charging network. EMSA says crews continue responding to heat-related emergencies as temperatures remain near 100 degrees most days. Ambulance crews handled 12 suspected heat-related calls in a single day. Since July 1st, EMSA has responded to 80 heat-related incidents in the Oklahoma City area. Officials are urging residents to remain hydrated, limit outdoor activity, and use cooling centers when needed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 and Edmund comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Get ready. Oklahoma rodeo fans, come out to the 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma, live Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be humid with a mix of sun and clouds, becoming breezy in the afternoon. The high will reach 94 degrees. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with warm and very humid conditions. There is a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas with a low of 77 degrees. Tomorrow will be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 97 degrees. By Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, hot, and less humid with a high of 104 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back on this Friday, July 24th in the year of our Lord, 2026. It's 77 degrees outside under mostly cloudy skies right now. We've got a few rain showers that are starting to tap into the area. It's going to be just enough to make it more humid, not enough to cool it down. But it's 7:36 in the morning. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, my family finally took me aside and they said, I need to get professional help for my drinking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was nice.
So I went out and hired a bartender.
Oh! A professional.
A professional.
There you go.
Hey, I'm just doing what they say, man.
Yeah,
just
right.
Doing what they say. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. New testimony is providing chilling new details about the attempted mass shooting at Paul's Valley High School. An 18-year-old student testified he was sitting in the school lobby when Victor Hawkins walked in wearing a hood and sunglasses, pulled out a gun, then opened fire. The student says Principal Kirk Moore immediately charged the gunman and tackled him, giving students a chance to escape. Moore was shot once in the leg but survived. An OSPI investigator testified Hawkins later admitted he planned to kill students, staff, and then himself after becoming obsessed with videos of mass shootings. Hawkins now faces multiple felony charges and could spend the rest of his life in prison. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is investigating an officer-involved shooting that left one man dead in Ada. Investigators say Chickasaw Light Horse Police responded to a disturbance call on Thursday evening. When officers arrived, they encountered 50-year-old Jeremy Clark, who allegedly displayed a firearm. According to the OSBI, officers opened fire, striking Clark. He was treated at the scene but later died from his injuries. As is standard procedure, the OSBI is handling that investigation. Once it's complete, the investigation will be turned over to the County District Attorney's Office, determining whether the shooting was justified. A Midwest City arson investigation took an unusual turn after the suspect allegedly called 911 on the detective investigating him. Police say Daniel Rogerson is accused of setting his ex-girlfriend's car on fire outside a Super 8 motel. Investigators say flock camera footage placed his vehicle leaving the area right after the fire. When a detective later returned to Rogerson's neighborhood to continue the investigation, Rogerson allegedly called 911, reporting an armed, suspicious person outside his home. Oklahoma City police quickly determined the caller was describing the detective. Rogerson is now charged with arson and making a false report to 911. The husband of a Kay County woman who disappeared earlier this week is now behind bars. The Kay County Sheriff's Office says Jason Lee Rogers was arrested after investigators developed probable cause during a search for his wife, Amanda Rogers. He faces charges of domestic abuse in the presence of children and attempting or conspiring to commit serious bodily harm or death. Amanda Rogers was found alive on Thursday morning after a large search involving multiple law enforcement agencies and volunteers near Kaw City. Authorities have not released any information about her condition, and investigators say the case remains active. Edmond police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing 79-year-old woman with memory problems. Ferry Colligan left home early yesterday afternoon to go to the store, but never came back. Investigators say her medical conditions make this an urgent search. She may be wearing a blue dress and is believed to be driving a Kia Soul with Arizona license plate YCA382. If you see Colligan or her vehicle, police ask that you call 911 immediately. Officers are continuing to search while asking the public to remain on the lookout. A tragic day at Lake Eufaula has claimed the life of a 15-year-old Oklahoma City boy. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the teen was swimming in a designated beach area yesterday afternoon before running to a nearby private dock and jumping in the water. Troopers say he immediately began struggling, went underwater, and never resurfaced. Emergency crews recovered the teenager, but he could not be saved. Investigators say he was not wearing a life jacket. Troopers are reminding families that wearing a personal flotation device remains one of the best ways to prevent drowning accidents on Oklahoma lakes. Oklahoma City is putting another $5 million toward its affordable housing shortage. Oklahoma City Economic Development Trust approved a low-interest loan for two housing projects funded through the voter-approved 2025 bond package. $3 million will help to build the Shane. That's a 412-unit apartment complex in northwest Oklahoma City. Another $2 million will help to renovate the aging villas at Stone Lake Apartments. City leaders say both developments will serve families earning between 50 and 60% of the area's median income. Officials say Oklahoma City still faces a significant shortage of affordable housing, and these projects are designed to help close that gap. Oklahoma taxpayers will pay $132,000 to settle lawsuits filed by two former State of Department of Education employees who claim they were wrongfully fired under former Superintendent Ryan Walters. Cheryl McGee will receive a $100,000 settlement, while Matt Cowell settled for $32,000. Both claim they were terminated after sharing agency information outside the department and argued their First Amendment rights were violated. Under Oklahoma law, the state is responsible for paying the settlements because the employees sued the state officials acting in their official capacities. Walters and his former senior advisor deny any wrongdoing. An Oklahoma lawmaker has been stripped of his committee leadership positions while an investigation into alleged misconduct moves forward. Representative Danny Williams of Seminole is accused of improper conduct involving a House employee. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert says an outside law firm has completed its initial fact-finding investigation, and additional concerns involving the possible misuse of state resources are also being reviewed. Williams has also been removed from his Capitol office during the investigation. He has not publicly commented on the allegations. The House Rules Committee will now review the case, and reports indicate expulsion proceedings could be considered. Well, former Oklahoma County Commissioner Miles Davidson is asking the Oklahoma Supreme Court to overturn a 3-year protective order issued against him. The order was granted after a woman accused Davidson of sexual harassment and stalking. Davidson argues the relationship was consensual and says the judge made legal errors in issuing the protective order. The woman testified the advances were unwanted, and her attorneys say that evidence supported the court's decision. Davidson resigned from office back in March and is also facing a separate civil lawsuit alleging sexual misconduct, assault, and battery. The Oklahoma Supreme Court will now consider his appeal. A new federal lawsuit claims the Muscogee Nation is refusing to comply with its own Supreme Court ruling involving Creek Freedmen citizenship. Jeffrey Kennedy and Rhonda Grayson say tribal leaders continue denying them citizenship cards despite last year's unanimous decision recognizing their rights under the Treaty of 1866. Their attorney estimates that as many as 100,000 Creek Freedmen descendants across the country could ultimately be affected. Muscogee Principal Chief David Hill says that the tribe has not yet been formally served with the lawsuit, but will respond in court after reviewing the allegations and continues working to implement the court's ruling. Newly released text messages are raising brand new questions about the approval of CompSource Mutual's controversial restructuring plan. The messages show Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready privately discussed legislation with a state lawmaker before policyholders were told the company planned to restructure. Policyholders have since sued, claiming the conversion would reduce their ownership stake in CompSource's nearly $1 billion surplus. Attorneys argue the communications raise concerns about whether the approval process was truly independent. A judge has allowed the lawsuit to move forward while a temporary court order continues blocking CompSource's proposed conversion. Oklahoma City scored a major win outside the octagon as the UFC Fight Night shattered records with the Paycom Center. City officials say the sold-out event generated more than $3.1 million in ticket sales, making it the highest-grossing non-NBA event in the arena's history. More than half the tickets were purchased by fans from outside Oklahoma City area, giving a boost to local hotels, restaurants, and other downtown businesses. UFC President Dana White praised the Oklahoma City crowd after the event, calling it one of the best and promising the organization will return. City leaders are now calculating the overall economic impact. A major MAPS 4 project is moving forward after Oklahoma City selected a contractor for its new mental health crisis center. The City Council approved a $12.3 million contract with Oklahoma City-based L5 Construction to build a facility on the city's east side near Northeast 13th Street. The center will provide mental health evaluations, detoxification services, counseling, and overnight care for people experiencing behavioral health crisis. An additional $2.6 million donation from the Arnell Family Foundation will allow the project to include all 32 planned beds. The facility will eventually be operated by the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health. Well, if you've recently bought eggs, you might want to check your refrigerator. Nearly 1.6 million eggs have been recalled because of a possible salmonella contamination. The recall includes eggs sold at Kroger stores across Oklahoma with sell-by dates between July 20th and August 17th. Federal officials say the eggs came from Texas farms where routine testing detected the contamination. No illnesses have been linked to the recall so far. Consumers are urged to check the plant codes and Jillian dates on their cartons and to either throw the eggs away or return them to the store for a refund. A new federal law could eventually cost Oklahomans millions of dollars to continue operating its food stamp program. Beginning in 2027, states with high SNAP payment errors will have to cover between 5 and 15% of benefit costs unless they improve their accuracy. Those errors usually involve recipients receiving too much or too little in benefits because of administrative errors. If Oklahoma fails to meet its federal standard, lawmakers may have to spend millions of dollars in tax dollars to make up the difference or to reduce benefits. Nationwide, an estimated 300,000 people could eventually lose some food assistance. With a new school year just around the corner, churches and nonprofit organizations across Oklahoma are stepping up to help families save money. Several back-to-school events over the next 2 weeks will offer free backpacks filled with school supplies, along with haircuts, food, games, health screenings, and other community services. Most events require children to be present to receive the backpacks, and supplies will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Giveaways are scheduled for Oklahoma City, Midwest City, Edmond, Choctaw, Yukon, Shawnee, and Spencer through the first weekend of August. Well, some Oklahoma Panhandle residents got an unexpected wake-up call on Thursday morning after a magnitude 5.1 earthquake struck near Spearman, Texas, just northwest of Amarillo. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake hit just after 5:20 a.m. at a pretty shallow depth, allowing it to be felt across parts of the Oklahoma Panhandle. It's the strongest earthquake recorded in that region in more than a century. Fortunately, there have been no reports of any injuries or significant damage. Seismologists continue monitoring the area for any possible aftershocks. Oklahoma's dangerous heat wave is taking a growing toll across the state. EMSA says paramedics have responded to about 80 heat-related emergency calls in the Oklahoma City area since July 1st, with 58 people transported to hospitals. Forecasters expect triple-digit temperatures to continue through at least the next week, while the heat index could climb as high as 110 degrees because of humidity. Health officials are urging Oklahomans to drink plenty of water, wear light-colored clothing, avoid strenuous outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, and spend as much time as possible in air-conditioned buildings. And if you're hoping for a break for the heat, don't expect one anytime soon. The National Weather Service says Oklahoma's biggest weather records this weekend may actually come overnight. Lows in Oklahoma City could stay around 78 degrees, putting the city close to setting records for the warmest overnight temperatures ever recorded for this time of year. Afternoon highs will continue topping 100 degrees across much of Oklahoma, including around 106 degrees in Lawton. The Climate Prediction Center says there's a 60 to 70% chance above average temperatures will continue for at least the next 2 weeks, meaning very little relief is on the horizon. Well, like we mentioned, a major MAPS 4 project is moving forward. Oklahoma City has approved a $12.3 million contract to build the new mental health crisis center over on the east side. The facility will provide emergency mental health care, counseling, detox services, and funding is in place for all 32 beds. Now, the purpose of MAPS was supposed to be more fund money. According to the city's website, the purpose of MAPS, the Metropolitan Area Projects Program in Oklahoma City, is to fund debt-free capital improvement projects like Scissortail Park, for example. But it seems like it's become just another tax covering things that your existing tax dollars should be covering, like the Mental Health Crisis Center. So what do you think? Is MAPS still relevant? Is the money being used for projects that you'd like to see? Or what projects would you rather be seeing done? Let's talk about it. 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the conversation. 405-608-4377 to talk about MAPS. It is 79 degrees, mostly cloudy at 750. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky. Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Checking things out on this Friday morning, construction issues Danforth and Kelly in Edmond, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 at Klassen, I-44 in Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Every election year brings a flood of political ads. Everywhere you look, there's a campaign message. But who's behind the scenes and paying for it? And what kind of influence could that money bring? The Oklahoma Ethics Commission brings transparency to that equation. It brings awareness to who's behind the candidate's campaign funding so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, working to build trust in politics. Visit ethics.ok.gov to find out more.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.9.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back on this TGIF Friday, July 24th in the year of our Lord, 2026. It's going to be a hot one. Today we'll see humid, mix of clouds and sunshine. Might even see some showers throughout the day today. We are seeing a couple springing up. It's just enough to make things more humid, not quite enough to cool things down. Look for a high of 94 degrees today. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies, also humid, low of 77. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, high of 97. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, a little bit less humid, but we'll still be paying for it. 104 degrees for your temperature on Sunday. It's 79 degrees and mostly cloudy at 7:54. Well, want to have you talk a little bit about this one at 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in. Like we mentioned, another major MAPS 4 project is moving forward. Oklahoma City has approved a $12.3 million contract to build that new mental health crisis center. That's going to be over on the east side of the city. The facility will provide emergency mental health treatment, counseling, and detox services, with funding now secured for 32 beds. But it also raises an interesting question. So MAPS was originally promoted as a way to pay cash for quality of life projects that would transform Oklahoma City. So things like Scissortail Park, the river trails, other major attractions. Now a lot of that money is going toward projects like the Mental Health Crisis Center. Is that the best use of MAPS dollars, or should those types of services already be funded through the city's regular budget and through state and federal tax dollars? Those are the tax dollars that you're already paying. And that's my argument. This is where this your tax money is already going towards this. Why are we spending more of your tax money on it? So what do you think? Is MAPS still serving its original purpose? Are these kinds of projects what you want to see funded? Or what would you rather see the money spent on? Give us a call, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's talk a bit about it. There are 16 MAPS 4 projects right now. So the primary spending goes towards parks, $154 million. I've got no beef with that whatsoever. That's where the MAPS money should be going towards, is parks improvements, that type of thing. Another $118 million going towards youth centers. We have senior wellness centers, $31.7 million. I could certainly make an argument for the need for that, especially for our senior community, even though the vast majority amount of Oklahoma City residents are not going to be using those right now. It's still an important addition, and MAPS money certainly applies to that. The Paycom Center and related facilities, $116 million. The Fairgrounds Coliseum, I could make an argument for that. That's $82 million. That's also a pretty major draw. It brings in quite a few people from outside of the state for various conventions, various events, that type of thing. I'm okay with that. The Innovation District, $76.7 million. Again, that's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring business to Oklahoma City. I'm cool with that. Beautification, $32.8 million. I'm absolutely in favor of that. Again, MAPS is supposed to be fun money. It's supposed to make the city nicer, more appealing. Beautification projects certainly do that. The multipurpose stadium, $41 million. Also, I'm okay with that. Again, that's what MAPS was designed for. Here's where I got some beef. So the Mental Health and Addiction Center, we're spending $44.6 million on that one. So the new crisis center is $12.27 million. The programming for that center, it's anticipated to include space for assessments, detox, crisis de-escalation, counseling, respite care, someplace for people to get adequate sleep, for example. It's eventually going to be run by the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, which is a state agency. Why isn't the state paying for this? Why don't we have state tax dollars going towards this and use that MAPS money for something, again, that's more fun money, that's going to draw more people here to Oklahoma City? And granted, this program might draw more people here, but is it the types of people that we want? People with substance abuse issues, do we want them coming here? Are we encouraging them to come here using your MAPS dollars? The Family Justice Center, operated by Palomar, $42 million for that one. So MAPS 4 will sustain the transformational efforts of Palomar by building a brand new permanent $42 million facility for the Family Justice Center, first created by the Oklahoma City Police Department. The larger permanent facility will enable Palomar to continue its ongoing mission of assisting victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, elder abuse, human trafficking, and children exposed to trauma. I've got no beef with Palomar at all. They do extraordinary work, but should the funding come from MAPS for that? Is that what MAPS was intended to do? Or is this something that should be the result of federal and state grants? Also, transit, $97 million for sidewalks, bike lanes, trails, streetlights, another $96.5 million. Again, this is money that we're already spending in tax. Homelessness, $55.7 million to reduce homelessness. Isn't that what we're paying taxes for? Animal shelter, $42 million. Isn't that what we're paying taxes for? Got a lot of beef with this one. Thanks a lot for joining us today on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. You have yourself a great weekend.